Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
And we welcome you to this week's edition of Landscape Smart. Nice to have you along with us. As always, our encouraging words are call early so we can get to all your questions. And those numbers again, 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. And we say good morning and welcome to Master Gardener Hal. He's with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you, and it might be the Hal Show.
Oh, boy.
We're assuming Ron is on his way.
Who is this early anyway? We're supposed to call.
Well, I don't know. Call early. That's an old friend of ours. 923-1450. It's a good opportunity, though, to get your questions answered. We had certainly our share of rain this week, but not stormy like it was in other areas.
Yes. It came in waves, and something that, boy, if you wanted to grow hay or corn or anything, you had the moisture you needed, and it's banked. It came gently enough that it soaked in and a lot of places. And
yeah, other places had more than their share. Manitowoc County, Calumet County, they had many more inches than we did. I think, what did we end up with? About 3.1, I think, was the
3.4,
official
number. 3.4, we had an Mount Calvary, but in the village of Mount Calvary, a lady I talked with had a rain gauge, and it topped out at 5 inches.
Okay, so localized.
Yes.
And they had a problem in Manitowoc County with the Manitowoc River and the East River in Green Bay, and then they had some other wind damage up in the Green Bay area. Luckily, we didn't experience that. Some branches down in the area, but nothing major, which was really good.
We haven't had those real threatening, violent storms. They always talk about severe thunderstorms. Severe means the max, you know.
Right.
And we haven't had that, thank goodness.
No. And what you mentioned before, we're on the air, summer's like half done.
Yes, it is.
Here comes the man. Here comes the man. He's walking in the door. It's the one, the only, Ron Radiman's with us. Good morning, Ron.
He's got a walleye hanging out of his pocket.
Something like that.
Leftovers. Good to see you.
Well, I made it.
You did?
Yes, you did. There's no doubt.
We've covered the weather.
All right. Well, we got that part out of the way.
Yeah.
I got a delivery on the way already this morning. Got that all out of taken care of.
Wow. So you've been busy.
All set, yeah.
Well, perfect weekend for getting stuff done. I mean, if you're going to the fair or Thelma or Oakfield tomorrow or El Dorado's picnic, there's stuff going on all over the place.
Well, we've got a little bit of the COVID rebound here probably too. You know, there's a lot of things that got rescheduled, and, you know, you're seeing all those things, not only the regularly scheduled things, it's all the other things that now have kind of popped up in between. So it's nice to see the activity.
It still has COVID again, too.
Yeah.
with that variant. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind.
Well,
anyhow, it's a good day to make a phone call here and get your garden questions and landscape questions answered.
Well, and we're kind of, you know, we're still in a, it's going to be a little drier this week now. You know, in theory, we'll find out how correct that works out. But
that would be good.
But you know, it's we're at a good moisture level for the middle of the summer like this. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. You know, the last few years we were pretty wet. You know, this spring it's been kind of variable, but we've kind of settled in now at a real good point. And you know, it's always, you know, you too much, you know, rain, too much water, that puts stress on a lot of plants, and not enough does too. So, you know, this rain that we got this past week, you know, depending on, again, you know, I heard you guys talking about it as I'm driving in, of course, I'm listening to the show. And, you know, it was so variable that even just south of Fond du Lac, you know, like where we're at, they're 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, just off 41 at County B. We only had we had about 2 inches there.
Wow.
So, you know, it was almost, you know, and that's about the, you know, most areas had more than that. So we were kind of in the dry pocket, so to speak.
So before we get to our first phone call, Radiman's open this morning?
Yeah, Radiman's is open, of course, this morning, and open until noon. So, yeah, you can still get a delivery this morning or set something up for next week, 920-922-7612.
All righty, let's hit the phones. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. Tree question. We have 2 maples in our backyard. They're hard maples. They've been well established for over 25 years. I can see that some of the branches are really defoliated. Any thoughts?
Well,
some of the bark is peeling back too.
Are they, when you say hard maple, are they sugar maple? Do you know if they're sugar maple or Norway maple? Obviously they're not.
One is the Norway, for sure. The sugar maple, I have sugar maples that I have, but this other one is not a sugar maple.
Uh-huh. And you're getting some dead branches kind of up in the middle of the tree?
A lot.
Uh-huh. The one thing that we see in trees, in especially Norway maples that are around 25 years old, we see a lot of girdling roots with those. And what that is when they're originally planted and you put wood chips around them, and then you wait another couple years and that rots away and breaks down, and then you put more wood chips around them, and they end up kind of, the roots keep coming up, and then they start circling back around, and they end up choking the tree off, you know. And so what I would do is start by doing a little, let's call it surgery, at the base of that tree. And do you have grass around it right now, or is there bark mulch, or is it just like no?
It's mulch.
Uh-huh. I would start by taking that mulch off and just kind of looking right at the lower, is you know, right at ground level, or maybe even, you know, removing some dirt or digging down a little bit just to see if there's any roots that are kind of circling back around that could be choking that tree off. Because almost every time when we see a Norway maple that's losing, you know, branch, what happened actually is if this is a girdling root, the roots kind of come back around, and then as they grow, they get larger, and they end up like choking off the sap flow up to the top of the tree. So once there's that restriction of sap flowing up throughout the tree, then some of the branches they die because they aren't getting enough energy from the root system. And I would say almost, you know, maybe 9 out of 10 times, that's what we find once we, you know, when you in this situation. So I would start there, you know, pull the bark mulch back and just dig down, or, you know, and if you start seeing some of those roots, you'll have to take like a Sawzall or something like that and cut those out of there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to look for like the root flare, so that the roots have to kind of form like a star, you know, going around the tree as they're coming out of the center of the tree. And if you aren't seeing that star, then you've got to kind of dig down in there and find out why not. So
okay. That gives me at least something to try.
Yeah, and it's just kind of something that you have to just almost watch for as the tree grows. And it seems like it takes Norway maples about 20 or 30 years, and then that can happen real easily on them.
So once you cut that root, it probably takes a while for it to regenerate new roots to nourish the tree?
Yeah, well, the roots that you're going to remove, it would be kind of like you or I cutting off the tip of our index finger. Yeah. You know, you're better off, if that saves your life, that's what you have to do.
Right.
And so, this is a little bit of hard love, but the tree will need it, because if you let it go, it's just going to go downhill from there. And so those few roots that you would find up on top, that would be, like I said, it's, the tip of your finger. There's enough roots there on a 25-year-old tree that probably spread out in a, 10 or 15 feet in every direction by now.
Yep.
So,
well, I'll get my pickaxe out and shovel and
and then call us back next Saturday and tell us how it worked out. It's no chore for the faint of heart, I'll tell you that.
Well, I've tackled those kind of things in my life, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I hope it works out for you, and if you can catch it here on time, you'll be okay yet. And then, water the tree, fertilize the tree,
The tree's been quite well watered.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Well, indeed, we had 4.5 inches in Brandon, so.
I'm just kind of going forward as the summer progresses. Don't let it go into stress. You want to, try and get it back into good health.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, and then like call us back next week and let us know.
Well, I might get one tree done, but I ain't going to get two.
No, that's for sure. Like I said, it's a project that's, it takes a couple or 3 hours, and some
muscle power.
And some elbow work. So,
mm-hmm. All right, well, good luck with it.
With the rain now, that'll be easy digging.
Right, that part helps a little bit at least.
Thank you.
Good luck. 923-1450. We're going to take our first break right now.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about, if we don't have any callers, after the break, we'll talk a little bit more, because there's ways to prevent that going forward. So anyway, Radiman's open today until noon. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You can take Main Street out of Fond du Lac, or Highway 41 south of Fond du Lac, and then just exit off on County B, and we're just east on County B, about a quarter mile from 41.
Lines are open for you.
Let's go to A&W.
Nobody makes root beer floats like the float experts at your locally owned A&W restaurants. It's their signature treat. Ice cold, made with fresh root beer and creamy vanilla soft serve. Best served in a frosty mug. Come on in for a classic root beer float. Served up fresh every day at A&W in Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, and Neenah.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Join us at the Fond du Lac County Fair to celebrate 170 years of family fun, July 14th through the 18th. It's all here. Check out the awesome work of dedicated 4-H youth. See life on the farm with all kinds of animals. Visit the Ag Birthing Center. Enjoy daily rides, fair food, sea lions, great vendors at our expo, and so much more. Daily admission is free. Parking just $5. FondduLacCountyFair.com. It's fair-tastic. Sponsored by Agnesian, Alliant Energy, Sadoff Family Foundation, Central Star Co-op, and Horicon Bank.
Summer is a great time to start home projects, but let's face it, some jobs are better left to the professionals. If you have fire, water, mold, or storm damage, ServiceMaster RRH is here to help. For over 2 decades, we have provided top quality restoration services in Wisconsin. Spend your summers on what matters to you and let us cover the rest. Visit us at smrrh.com or call us at 877-GO-DRY-IT. National strength, local expertise.
Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair in Fond du Lac is the only NARSA-certified heavy-duty radiator repair facility able to repair, rebuild, and recore radiator and heat exchangers for all types of vehicles and equipment. Pickert's offers media blasting and painting services and has the capability to clean diesel particulate filter for your late-model diesel truck. Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair is a TechNet professional service center and the place for radiator sales and service, backed by the power of professionals.
KFI's at News Time, 8:25. Welcome back. Landscape Smart brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company, 923-1450 or toll-free 1-800-900-1450. I've been saying it for about 30 years, and all of a sudden I drew a blank.
You don't have a 900 number here, do you?
Yeah, we do. 1-888-900-1450.
There we go.
888-900-1450. Talk about drawing. Senior moment.
Yes.
All righty. You're on the air. Thanks for waiting.
Okay, thank you. I live in Brandon, and we planted these wonderful Stanley prunes. Are you familiar with them? They're little midget prunes.
Uh-huh.
And we had like 100 of them, buds all over the place, you know, blossoms, beautiful. And about 6 weeks later, all the plums were absolutely mature. They're all on the ground. And there's no wind. There was no rain at that time. They just all fell from all four of our trees, and they're fully formed, but they're hard as a rock. You know, you can't chew them or anything. Do you know why that happened?
Yeah, and I always say, you know, trees are way smarter than us people are. I've seen that on fruit trees, not necessarily just, you know, it's all fruit trees, plums, pears, apples, you know, you don't notice it so much on cherries and some of the other ones. But every once in a while, they selectively pick, you know, and they'll either stop. I mean, sometimes you'll see an apple tree and it'll just stop feeding some of the apples on the tree. And it happens more in, you know, I'm going to say smaller, medium-sized trees as they're kind of rooting out and establishing.
It's about eight years old.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's kind of old enough where you should be getting a good steady crop, and you have been, I'm sure, the last few years.
No, we have not.
You haven't
never,
been?
Never, no, they're four separate trees, and they're in different spots. And no, this is the first year. We were so excited. We have hundreds of blossoms on, just fantastic, and the blossoms stayed on, and they formed these wonderful Stanley prunes, and then all of a sudden, I'm cutting the grass, and I'm looking, oh my gosh, they're on the ground here.
So are there some, there's still some plums on the tree, they dropped them all.
Yeah, they just shed them all, you know, like a dog and the fur, they're just gone, yep.
Uh-huh. And you have four trees, and all of them did that?
Yep, all of them did that, yep.
Yeah, I don't know that is...
I know. Nobody seems to have an answer for that, and I don't know if it need more Mannorganite or, you know, the fertilizer.
It wouldn't be. No, it would have to be. You know, my guess would probably be that if it was a lot of times if it's like too wet.
No, there was no rain at that time.
Well, and that's just it. This year really hasn't been that way.
Yeah.
Where you would say, well, you know, sometimes, like I said, the trees will, if it's too wet and they're having a hard time producing leaves and staying and growing and being good, healthy trees, they'll just get rid of their fruit just to survive, so to speak.
Right. Not all of it. Yeah.
Healthy leaves. They're very healthy leaves. Everything's healthy on them. It's just amazing.
Uh-huh.
Does it need any type of fertilizer at all? Like one, two, or three, or whatever?
No, it wouldn't be anything like that.
Oh, okay.
No, because you're saying, you know, like you said, the tree, it flowered normally.
It's
growing great. It looks, you know, nice. You've got a lot of good vegetative growth on it right now.
Yep.
So that, you know, there's definitely nothing wrong with...
And there's no animals or birds because nothing's biting into them at all. They're just laying there. I was wondering if I should scoop them all up and put them in a bowl, and will they soften out their own or something?
No, probably not. It's a little... No. If it would be a little bit later in the season, but those wouldn't...
No.
They wouldn't be formed yet well enough, because we're probably 3-4 weeks away from...
Well, this would have been our first harvest, and we were really excited about it, but so much for that.
Well, you're getting closer, though. You're going from no fruit at all to... it's really a disappointment, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was. Those things are delicious. You go to a store, and you can't find them anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't sell... I like the Stanley... They call it a Stanley prune, Stanley plum.
Yes.
But it's a firmer freestone. You know, when you, if you bite into it, the pit falls right out and lands on your toe.
Yes. You know?
So it's kind of nice that way that you don't, when you don't have to work so hard just to get at the, so that's what, and there, it's not a real sweet, juicy plum.
No,
it's a little firmer, but it's my favorite one, actually.
If you know of anywhere around Wisconsin or Fond du Lac or Ripon or Green Lake that sells them, you know, to eat, let me know. Let us know on the radio that we'd love to go out and get them.
I'll investigate that more and have some kind of an answer next time.
Thank you.
So
we'll see what we can. You know, I that really puzzles me though, because
you said, all four. If it was the one, that would be different,
right?
Yeah, all four. That's right. Mm-hmm. And we bought them at different years too.
Oh, really?
At different places.
Yeah.
One was at I think Stewart's. We went there and somewhere else, and they're all healthy. They're very healthy. It's just okay. Well, thank you. If you come up with something, let us know.
That is perplexing. You know, especially when the tree is good and healthy, because usually there's usually some underlying problem there that would create that.
But four different trees, four different ages, four different sources and four different locations.
Yeah.
Well, and what would be more interesting, now she's from Brandon, she said, if anybody from, you know, out in the Holy Land or, you know, Lemira or up in Oshkosh or the Valley, if, you know, if they had more of the same problem, I'll have to, you know, we have some Stanley prunes, Stanley plums at the nursery. I'll have to look and see how, you know, if they still have fruit or if they all fell off too now.
She wasn't mean to a squirrel at any time, was she?
Yeah. And that,
a squirrel would do that.
Sometimes you'll see that, like with, you know, as acorns or, you know, hickory wall, you know, they'll start sampling them a little bit early. They'll, you know, go up there and drop a few off, and
maybe there's a herd of squirrels in our neighborhood.
But you know, for them, you know, they wouldn't. Yeah, typically
we'll check that out.
923-1450, and I remember it now. 1-888-900-1450. Toll free. The lines are open. So if you got a question, now is a really good time to call, because in a half an hour, it won't work.
It won't work. I was just going to talk a little bit, as long as we got a chance here in between, to, you know, to how to prevent girdling roots on maples. And what you really should do is, you know, when you put your bark mulch around your trees, don't just, you know, put it on year after year after year after year. Maybe every 3 years or every 4 years, you should kind of go in there and clean all that old dirt. It's dirt now, because after 4 years later, that mulch has broken down. And you should clean all that dirt out of there, and you can use it, put it in the garden, you know, use it for compost, use it for planting perennials. You know, it's going to be really nice, good dirt, because it was bark that broke down, and then put fresh bark around it. But that way you can kind of, you'll find out, you can kind of check to see. It's kind of your, you know, your annual checkup. And you don't need to do it every year, about every, you know, every 3 or 4 years, just take all that old bark out, and then before you put your fresh bark down the following, you know, that year in the summer or fall, clean out all the old bark and clean out all the, you know, the dirt that the bark has kind of turned into. And then, you know, and the other problem that we'll see on that is sometimes, you know, as trees get older, the grass, you know, tends to creep back in around them. And if you've, and now all of a sudden you've got a little bit of a berm almost on top of the tree, and then you'll see that dead branches up in the top of the tree too, because it's like the tree is getting, you know, it's like it's being planted too deep then after that bark mulch breaks down. So you got to kind of, you know, either clean that sod out, and again, every 3-4 years. You don't have to do it every year before you put bark mulch. Well, you could, but you know, usually every third or fourth year is often enough. Okay. So anyway, we better get to our caller before they start stacking up us on us, Jerry.
We got it. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, yes. Hey, I have an oak tree, which I'm waiting for my tree man to come and trim the dead stuff out of. But I'm pulling the mulch away. You know what? My problem is I also have growths coming from the roots going up. My question is, should I cut those off now like I had to do last year, or should I just wait until the fall?
No, you can still do, like, it's actually a real good time yet to trim, whether it's evergreens or deciduous trees. And if you want to do, you know, if you're doing a major surgery on a tree, I would wait until there's no leaves at all, when the tree is completely dormant. But, you know, as far as, you know, cleaning off, like, suckers off of the main trunk, or sucker, you know, low-hanging branches or little branchlets that are hanging down, now's a good time to do that, or any suckers that are actually growing up around the base of the tree that are taking energy away. Yeah, that would be good to get those cleaned off. So, and
okay,
and you know, and since you're asking about it, Dr. Steve, because your oak also, it's suffering from a little bit of an iron deficiency, and now is a real good time, if you can talk your professional into squeezing you in at some point in time, now would be a good time to lean on them a little bit, so that makes sure that gets done here before it gets too late into the season. So, you know, in there, if you're seeing some leaves, whether they're, you'll see it a lot on oak, river birch, some of the varieties of scarlet maple, red sunset maple, some of those where the leaves are, we actually saw it on some sugar maples yesterday when I was in a neighborhood and in a neighbor recognized my truck and flagged me down and said, hey, what's the matter with my tree? And that was sugar maple in that case, and there was a little bit of that iron deficiency where you'll see some of the leaves yellowing up, and then the veins are still green, but the leaves are yellow. And you want to, you know, fertilize them. There's, out at Radiman's, we've got a couple of different products that are, you know, good for that. They're the Miracle Grow or any of the Fertilome products with iron, sulfur. Those, you know, they lower the soil pH, and then they add the iron, sulfur, manganese, and that's what the tree is deficient on. And so you got to, you know, kind of be alert to that if you start seeing it happen. Now, you run out to Radiman's and you apply this product, and there's a couple different ones that we have out there, it's not going to change those leaves. Or, you know, they're not, the leaves that are there aren't going to change color, but the idea is to kind of get the process started so that any new leaves or any leaves that come on next year start to improve. So, you know, we'll make sure we get there this week. We'll get that taken care of for you. And, you know, and, you know, anybody else that happens to be listening, you know, now is the best time to do that. So you want to, and you could do it now and again in the fall when the trees are dormant, and again next spring. But with any of these things, sooner is always better than later. So, you know, you want to give them a, you know, get started with it now, and then they're going to need a little annual treatment for the next few years until you get that soil pH and that iron back into the system of the tree. So, very timely call. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks for the call. 923-1450. All the lines are open for you.
Yeah. So, you know, during the plant sale, Master Gardener plant sale, I bought some calla lilies. And we planted them in containers, and now they're growing beautifully. They're flowering, and they're looking great, just what you would hope for. But as I was saying before, We always look for plants to plant in shady areas. And one plant would really be striking is a azalea. They can grow to be 12 feet tall, or, you know, you can keep pruning them back to some degree. But they flower, and they want to be in the shade. So if you have a shady area and you're tired of looking at just ferns alone, you could put an azalea there for one.
Well, and there's, like you said, there's some that'll get 10 or 12 feet tall. But there's a lot of them, too, that'll stay at, you know, knee-high, thigh-high, waist-high. Mm-hmm. So be sure to, you know, look at the labels and make sure you get the right variety there. Yeah. Because when you pick plants for your garden, you pick them out, first of all, on the size that you want them to be, and then you go from there. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to try and keep a plant that wants to get 12 feet tall to try to keep it at 3 feet. There are always varieties. Yes. You have to just, you know, do your research, find them. And generally what you're going to find when you read it on a tag, it'll say 8 to 10, 10 to 12. A lot of those plants won't get as big here in Wisconsin as what they say on the tags. You got to remember those tags on plants are put out on their, it's like the national, you know, they're printed more in as a universal product. And of course, you know, if you're in Dayton, Ohio, or St. Louis, you've already had twice as much summer as what we've had here. So they will get 10 feet tall there, but they may only get 6 feet here in Wisconsin, because we only have half of a growing season that there are in some of the other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm. They come in virtually every color, too. In Washington, D.C., in the botanical gardens, they had black azaleas.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an unusual color. But they had 12-foot tall azaleas in that garden.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, when around here, it takes them quite a few years before they'll get that big.
Yeah.
Where down there, they'll do that in half the time. And there's, you know, orange, yellow, the highlight azaleas, the golden lights, and the light series are the ones, they're deciduous, they lose their leaves, but then they flower before they even get new leaves on next year.
Hmm. Ours is peach color.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 3 feet tall. It could be taller. I cut it back a little because the snow in the winter, you have to protect it or it'll pack down.
Mm-hmm. So, all righty. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is me?
This is you.
Hey, all right. Good morning.
Morning.
My question is about the poison parsnips that seems to be spreading like wildfire around on the side of the roads and, you know, in uncut areas.
Uh-huh.
Is that something that dies out like a cycle, or is that just something that's just going to keep getting worse and be more evasive?
Well, that's a more of an invasive perennial, and you know, you get a bad, you know, I don't know if they're really poisonous so much as that they'll, you know, you get such a bad itch if you're walking through those. And yeah, you really, if you have a problem with those, you're going to want to get on it. And of course, out at Radiman's, I would, on that, it's not an easy plant to kill out, so you would probably want to try like the chickweed killer that we have out there. That's going to be the best one to spray off something like that. It won't die. Well, it'll freeze out and die in the winter, of course, but then it'll come right back the next year. So, and you could spray that to kill it right now. Or do you have a problem in parts of your yard with it?
Well, you know, the areas I cut, I'm in like a rustic setting, so the areas I cut of my property are fine. But,
uh-huh.
You know, it seems like the ditch where you get through your, you know, the mail, and it seems like it's all over the side of the roads.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm out in the town of Byron, and it's just crazy how much there is there.
Yeah. But
I'm just trying to keep my little area clean, basically.
Yeah, I would just, you know, if you're out in the town of Byron, you're not too far from Radiman's, so that works out pretty
right.
Well. And there's a few other, we've got a few other herbicides out there too that there's like a brush killer that we have available in a concentrate. You know, those that should probably work too, and that's available. And you know, it's probably going to require two or three applications where you'd spray it now and then wait 10 days, 2 weeks, and spray it again, because there's going to be some coming up. And kind of keep in mind that, you know, that's when you spray a brush killer or that chickweed killer, it's going to kill everything except for grass. So okay. As if you're spraying it around, you know, it'll kill poison ivy. It'll, you know, it'll knock all those perennial weeds out real well. But it will also, if you've got, you know, wild strawberries growing in the ditch, it'll kill those too if you're spraying it. So you'll have to, you know, be a little more selective if there's anything you want to keep. But the grass will be fine. Okay. It won't hurt your grass. So,
Okay. All right. Okay, yeah. Well, thank you.
Yep.
Right.
Good luck with your little issue there. I'd never heard of those before.
Yeah, it's they call it wild parsnip, and I don't know why it's must be in the parsnip family, I guess. But yeah, it's you'll get a bad itch from it. It's like, you know, not as bad as poison ivy. It won't be like that. But anyway, Radiman's open today until noon. Saturdays until noon. Monday through Friday till 5. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, just east of 41 on County Trunk B.
We open doors for you, Fond du Lac Credit Union.
Hey, it's Caitlin at Fond du Lac Credit Union, and I'm here to help you upgrade your summer. Thanks to our super low rates, this summer could be the one where you finally buy that new camper and hit the open road, or blaze your own trail on a sweet ATV. Maybe you've always wanted to skim some waves on a shiny new jet ski, or cruise Lake Winnebago on your very own boat. With our low rates and 90-day no-payment option, we can help you upgrade your summer, any way you name it. Get started or apply today by visiting fdlcu.com or call 920-921-1123 to speak with a lender. Fond du Lac Credit Union is federally insured with the NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. Rates are based on your credit score. Membership eligibility required.
We open doors for you. Fond du Lac Credit Union.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Make 2021 the year you take charge of your future. Michaels Corporation, a leading infrastructure and utility contractor, has an immediate need for drivers and mechanics. As part of the Michaels team, you'll take pride in operating and maintaining their fleet. Members of the Michaels team also enjoy competitive wages and generous benefits. Qualified candidates can learn more about available positions and apply today at michaelscareers.us. Build your future with Michaels. Michaels, an affirmative action, equal opportunity employer. Women, disabilities, veterans, minorities.
Join us at the Fond du Lac County Fair to celebrate 170 years of family fun July 14th through the 18th. It's all here. Check out the awesome work of dedicated 4-H youth. See life on the farm with all kinds of animals. Visit the Ag Birthing Center. Enjoy daily rides, fair food, sea lions, great vendors at our expo, and so much more. Daily admission is free. Parking just $5. FondduLacCountyFair.com. It's fair-tastic. Sponsored by Lakeview Electric, Michael's Material, National Exchange Bank Foundation, Bob's Pizza, and Verclaire Farms.
Kids of all ages are invited in next week for Vacation Bible School at Luther Memorial in Fond du Lac. The week kicks off with a pizza dinner Monday night at 6 p.m., followed by devotion at 6:30 p.m. The week continues Tuesday through Friday with devotion at 6:30 p.m. and classes and activities until 8. Join in the Bible studies and activities for ages 3 years through adults. Snacks and crafts provided all week long. The week concludes with a church picnic on Sunday at noon. To register or to find out more, head to fdllutheran.com. Or find Luther Memorial on Facebook.
All All right, we are back. Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company, 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. Toll-free lines are open, and this is a big day today, Mr. Radiman.
Well, we've had so many good callers calling in, we didn't get a chance to. We're going to do our first drawing of the year from everybody that was entered in our secret caller drawing. So if you, from here on out, you have to wait till the end of the year to find out if you're a winner or not.
Yep. Starting with today's secret caller, but anybody up till today, and there's probably, I didn't count them, I think there's about 14 or 15.
3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So,
good guess on my part.
So I don't know how many more weeks we have left in the year, but...
Probably about 15.
About 15, maybe, yeah.
So anyhow, you're going to draw a winner. Somebody's going to win a $100 gift certificate to Radiman Stone and Landscape Company.
Whoa.
Well, this lucky winner had called in about 3 weeks ago.
Aha!
June 26th was the winner. He's from Fond du Lac, and it's Al Cederholm.
Well, congratulations to Al. He is the winner of a $100 gift certificate to Radiman Stone and Landscape Company.
So if Al happens to be listening, you can call in. If you don't happen to be listening, your friends will be sure to let you know. Otherwise, we'll call you. We got your number here, too.
You got his number.
So, yeah. So anyway, congratulations to Al Cederholm. $100 gift card winner for the first half of the year at Radiman. So,
and beginning today, we start the qualifiers for the second half.
So, yeah, we had so much going on here, we kind of forgot what we were doing as far as that stuff goes. Well, I know you don't ever forget. Concentrating on something else. I don't know
what. You're thinking about girdling roots.
I'm thinking about girdling.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about business. You think about girdles. Yeah. 923-1450.
Poisonous parsnips.
Yeah, there you go, too.
Never know.
If you got a question or whatever, give a holler right now. But all I can say is those tomato plants that I got from the Master Gardeners, they're like getting about 6 feet tall. With the rain and the sunshine this year, and nice-looking tomatoes hanging on there, and bunches of cherries hanging on there already. Just waiting. Just waiting.
Are they still green?
They're still green.
They're starting to get a little pink to them?
It's still growing.
So it's going to be a couple weeks yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm waiting. Nothing tastes better than those that we go out there, pluck, and take in.
Well, you're doing something right, and they don't have any problem with the blossom end
Nothing.
Type thing. Great.
Nothing.
That's super.
They're just nicely formed tomatoes.
See, he's a master gardener.
Yeah, well... You know, he learns
by
it
default.
All from he learned it all from you, Hal.
Sure. Yeah, from sitting here for how many years?
We pick up on a few things through the years.
We certainly do. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'm calling for some information as far as weed preventer on grass. We have a dog now, and so we can't use the sorts of things that we used to in the past, but Creeping Jenny from other people's yards and clover are coming into our yard really bad this year. Is there anything, or I don't know how to check things that are safe for pets?
Well, you know, and that's always a great question, and you know, I can tell you it is really difficult to crack that nut, because it's not easy to get rid of clover, and it's not easy to get rid of you know, the Creeping Jennies and the Creeping Charlies. There's some organic products out there, but I'll tell you, I haven't found any of them that really work. Mm-hmm. And I deal with the same thing. I have a dog at home. My trick is usually to apply those, you know, chemicals in the backyard, and you know, keep your dog in the front yard for a couple days, and then, you know, once that is active, then you can go out and mow it. You know, you have to wait a couple, 2 or 3 days before you can do that too, because it has to take, the plant has to take it in. But spray it, keep your pet off of the yard, and then, you know, water it and mow it, and that's about, you know, the watering helps because it, you know, rinses it down into the soil too. And but boy, I, you know, there, I don't, if anybody's got a product or knows of a product like that, you call me up, because we would inventory it instantly at Radiman's, because everyone I've tried hasn't really ever worked. And, you know, this is a question I'm surprised we don't get the same question every Saturday morning, because it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's definitely a concern. And, right. you know, there are no products that I know of. So, you know, if anyone listening that does have a great organic product, now we have some organic preventers that you put on early in the spring, corn gluten, you know, but that isn't going to wipe out Creeping Charlie. That just keeps, you know, it works to a lesser extent on crabgrass and dandelions and things like that, but it won't work on white clover or Creeping Jenny.
Okay.
So, no, I don't have an answer for you.
So, are you saying, though, that if you gave it, say, 4 to 6 days after application, that and you've watered it, you've applied it, let it rest, watered it, mowed it, that then that grass would be safe, that lawn would be safe for the pets?
Well, that's what I do.
Or relatively safe.
Right, you know, and that's what I do with my yard at home. Let me put it that way.
Right.
You know, you're definitely, you know, limiting the exposure or limiting it, you know, for most of those products, you know, they tell you stay off of them for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's, you know, getting it on your shoe is one thing. And, you know, if you've got a pet, like, you know, they love to, you know, they'll eat clover. They'll
They get it on their paws, and then they lick their paws.
Right.
Sometimes.
Yep. And that's why, you know, I mean, we don't go out and when we're staying off of it for 24 hours, we don't, you know, eat our shoes after that. And so,
right.
you know, you're spot on with that. But, you know, I think that's about the best thing you can really do.
Okay.
You know, other than it's the best thing that I've found that I can do. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for your information.
And hang on, you're going to be our secret caller here for the first week of the end of the season. So hang on, Jerry's going to get your name and phone number.
Put you on hold. Don't go away. All righty, you guys are in charge.
So yeah, I, you know, like I always say, we get a lot of our best information comes from our listeners that call in. And so if you've got a great idea, I'm all ears, because I haven't found a good product yet that is organic or organic enough that I feel comfortable with. And, you know, in a lot of, you know, and it's not only just pets, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, we don't know, you know, the different chemicals that we do apply, you know, all you can do is kind of hope for the best on them, and you don't find out, you know. And then, you know, there's all the, you know, the Roundup advertising that you see and hear on the TVs and the radios, and you don't know if that's somebody trying to get rich off of somebody or if there's really a concern there. You know, that's a toss up too. You know, I don't, you know, who knows if Roundup is good or bad for you.
Well, there's plenty of it being used by farmers all over the place.
Well, that's just it. It's been, you know, been used now for, I don't know, you know, 50 years, something like that. It first came out when I was in school, was when we first, you know, came up with Roundup. So who knows if that's even, you know, you know, there's always somebody out trying to capitalize. All right, we'll see if we can squeeze one more caller in.
Got a quick question. You're on.
Real quick question. I got rid of a bunch of lawn weeds, but now how do I get back a lawn?
Well, you know, fertilizer, and, you know, you'd want to use step 3 right now. You don't need any more weed killer in it, which is in step 2. And water, you know, and you could still, I would use a light application at this time of year. Don't go, you know, there's always a range of on there, you know, so many pounds per square foot. So use the lower end of the range at this time of year, but go ahead and just fertilize it. You know, that'll fill that back in. A lot of times it's, you know, or if you have larger areas, you can plant seed. But so that's, I guess that's about the only answer we can give them in this.
Tune in next week for more details.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, the end of the show coming up. Radiman's open today till noon, Monday through Friday till 5, 920-922-7612.
Thanks to you for your calls today. We'll be back next week. Jerry Schneider Show is next. News Talk 1450, KFIZ in Fond du Lac. It's 9.